buy a container carrying content going to continent, but the question is this: what are the content in your container?
It is so painful that the people that are dead cannot be forgotten, and the people that are existing are not noticed. A man that carries this fire is a man that sees a need and meets the need and meets the need and provides solution to the need.
The word of God is a fire in your bones. Join P. Daniel Olawande, pastor of RCCG Living Street Church, Victoria Island, Lagos, for another explosive encounter with God's word. Stay blessed.
Can you just worship God in tongues? Worship God in tongues. Worship God in tongues. Sing it, ta 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 ta. I give you all the praise. I am your name. I worship you. I give you all the praise. I am your name. I worship you. I give you all the praise. I hear your name. I worship you. I give you all the praise. I hear your name. I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I bow before your throne.
I
just lift your hands, just on Jesus. It's faithful. Father, we give you praise. We worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look for someone to let your eye. Say, God bless you. You can have your seat like a king and a queen this morning. Oh, 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 oh. One asset we have in Living Seed Church is that we enjoy God. Every of the songs that I've received in this church have been on this altar. I've never brought a song from my home. I get most of the songs on the altar. This, I like this. I love this song. Is touching a chord in my spirit. Oh, oh, oh. That is right. Everybody in church, one to go. I feed on you, say okay. Now release the food. Full meal. That's where I'm feeding from. Shagana Vasana. Oh, 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 oh. What makes the great great? Anybody that is better than you know what you don't know. It is what the great knows that makes them great. I lift you high. I worship you. Any great person in life knows more than you. Nobody arrive at greatness by magic. They arrive at greatness intentionally. Somebody say intentionally. Greatness is intentionally achieved. Anybody that makes the most out of life don't arrive there by magic. They arrive there not by miracle, by intention. Somebody say intentions. After this service, you have to go back home and decide to be great. What did I say? Tell anybody decide to be great. I've worked closely with great men and discovered that there's something peculiar about all of them. They have intentions. They are intentional. They greet you intentionally. This one is okay. I like the title, to bring it. No. They buy book intentionally. They give intentionally. So, any great man says, are intentional people. Amen. The time you have to start dressing intentionally is here. Why? Because great men are intentional men. Until you are intentional about life, you can make the most. Now, what are the things I should know that makes the great great? Number one, the great know who they are. The great do what? Anybody that will be great will know their identity. Like I said sometimes ago, understanding your identity makes you a celebrity. If you don't understand your identity, you remain a non-entity. Listen to me. There are three personalities in life. Who people say you are, who you think you are, and who you are. Number one is what? Who people say. Number two. Number three. Many of us live where we think we are. We live where people say we are. Rather, we are not who we are. There is one thing about grace men. They know who they are. Ask Jesus. Paul said, I am the apostle to the Gentiles. He is not trying to be humble about it. There is no humility in telling yourself who you are not. You are a great man. We are small boys. It's not humility. It's foolishness. I mean, you know who you are. They asked John, are you the prophet? No. Are you Jesus? No. Who are you? I'm the voice of the one crying in the wilderness saying, repent. Repent your will. He knows himself. Jesus got somewhere, looks at chapter 4, verse 18. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Show me that scripture. Luke chapter 4, verse 16 to 18. Where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, on a Sunday, and stood up for to read. But he did what? He stood up for until you stand up for things, you will fall for anything. Until you stand up for something, you will fall for anything. He stood up for to read. And there was delivered, not the grammar. There was delivered on
until you open the manual of your manufacturer and find the manual of your life, you will malfunction your functions. Until you open the manual of your manufacturer and find the manual for your function, you will malfunction in your functions. Until you open the manual of your manufacturer and discover the manual for your function, you will malfunction in your functions. Jesus went. They delivered to him a manual. And as they delivered the manual, he opened it and began to search. He didn't just open to the place. He began to search it. What happened? Because until you search, you can't find. Seek and you shall. He began to search. He began to search. Chapter 1, Kosimbe. Chapter 2 is not there. 3. Do you know where it's up? I got to. Show me Isaiah chapter 61. We are coming back here. We are coming back here. Show me Isaiah 61. The spirit of the Lord. He started from chapter 1. He got to 60. How many minutes is that one? How many minutes is that one? He started. Chapter 1. It's not there. Chapter 2. He got to chapter 1. This is Isaiah 61. Many of us, you have not taken time to find. That's why you have not seen. Go back to Luke chapter 4, verse 16. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where he was sitting. What is here? Isaiah 61. He started from chapter 1, Cody. Chapter 2, listen, it might take 2 days to find. Keep finding. I want to marry a woman. You keep chasing until you get it right. You want to get a job. You keep applying until you get it right. Why are you not applying to reach your destiny? Jesus began to search. Chapter 1 is not there. Chapter 2 is not there. And he got to chapter 61. Say, and he found the place. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted and preach deliverance to the captive. The day I saw this scripture, I jumped. I said, yes, I have PhD. Preaching, healing, deliverance. I give you all the praise. I give you all the praise. And the recovering concept of the time. Listen, Jesus did not do any miracle until he found it. Until you know the content of your function, you can't function in your place of function. It's like position without authority. Figurehead. is something that must guide your assignment. He said, and he found it to set at liberty dead and abuse. This was.
Oh, 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 oh,
next verse.
Oh, 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 oh.
Next verse.
Oh, 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 oh.
Verse 19. To minister and he did what? Where you find it, you drop it. And what did he do? And he gave it. They delivered it to him. He gave it back. What's the MCA? Are you in church this morning? They delivered. What did he do back? He said, when you find your word, other words are nonsense. When you locate your place, other place don't matter. When you locate your calling, others don't matter to you. Now, will you dare to locate this thing this morning? The great, they know what will be great. They know who they are. And he closed the book. And he gave it to the wizard. And sat down. What happened next? And the eyes of others where the synagogue were fixed, fasting on him. Great men know who they are. Who are you? Who are you? Don't tell me story. I'm a business. Business what? Show me a word to back it up. Until your life is structured by the pictures of the scripture, you will not function in any function in life. A life that is not structured by the pages and pictures of the scripture, we experience puncture and fracture. Jesus did not run until there is a word. The great have a word to run with. Show me a word for your future. I was in the dream one night like that. 2009. I was confused. God, show me what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? What is my area of calling? Show me what I'm supposed to do. And I saw a dream. And they called us together. And they gave us a basket. Pick your destiny. Pick your destiny. And when they got to my turn, I picked it. I opened it. And I saw Psalm 107 verse 20. He sent his word. His word healed them. I woke up. I said, yes, I found it. Yes, I found it. See, you can't confuse me to be a pastor. I know. Oh, permission. Oh, yeah. 20 belong to one class in me, you know, 200. More than one bear. Oh, yeah. And this last, I don't know what I'm doing. I have job opportunities after NYC. It's not as if I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Collected award in Lagos State. Four awards as a copper in Lagos State. Referral to Ministry of Education. Ministry of Youth. NYC certificate 2. What are you saying? It's not as if I'm a dollar. You know my brain is going. You know. So, but that scripture told me you are a pastor, sir. So, when I left NYC, I said, I'm entering full-time ministry. Say, go and pray. I said, I don't need to pray. Luke 157, show me. Luke 157.
Oh. Oh.
shown me my assignment. He has shown me how I go about it. In what magnitude, in what capacity.
And I begin to read the scripture.
After you are prayed, read the Bible. And I saw. Now. Shout it. That should deliver. And she brought forth a son. That full time became so bold in that scripture. And I screamed, what are you saying, God? He said to me, it takes full time service for me to give out to sons in ministry. I said, yeah! I found it. I said, I will not work. Yeah, this one. So when people ask you, I'll just show them this scripture. Is it your word? They delivered it, I gave it. They delivered the Bible to me, I gave back the Bible. I emptied it. See, this scripture has sponsored me 20,000 times. I cannot be discouraged. I was in this church doing this work for more than 7 months. Nobody gave me a cobalt. You understand? I didn't feel it. The bear is the color, not the people. He who calls you, pays you. What did I say? He who calls you, pays you. You can't beg me to go to bank. I will struggle there. It's not my area. So any great man understand who they are. Number two, they understand their area of gifting. They understand their area of gifting. Until you know your area of gifting, your area of gifting are areas that will help your calling. Your area of gifting will help your calling. Before I became a pastor, when I was a child, my mom used to tell me that I talk everywhere. Before I became a pastor, I was doing MC, I was doing program on radio, I was doing all these things everywhere. I was talking. What else will I do? My area of gifting strengthened my calling. Anybody that will be great must understand the area of gifting. Don't pretend to yourself. Know yourself. What did I say? You know you are not an accountant, you are only the bank. You will do the job and get salary, you will fulfillment. And fulfillment is more than money. Some people are crazy with calculations. They are good. Some people, they are analytical. Some people, they know how to arrange things. They are organizers. Why not pitch a tent and add your gifts? Any great man understands their calling, their gifts. Next one, anybody will be great, you will understand their joys. What excites you? What makes you happy? In my own case, anytime I see people are greater, I'm happy. When people are better, I'm happy. When people are increasing, I'm happy. I like numbers. I like it when I talk to you and say, when it's supposed to be my life changed. I like to see life transformed. Any great person, we know what gives him joy. I'm not talking about Telemundo. I'm not talking about pizza. If pizza gives you joy, you have problem. That one gives you happiness, not joy. Happiness is short-lived. Joy is. Do you know what? Man, ask me, what will they ask you to do with that salary and you still be able to do it? What's that thing? Anything you can do, I can preach 20 times a day without anything, and I won't feel bad. It's my job. I just want to bless lives. Next thing they know their sorrows. What caused them pain? Anytime somebody is sick, I'm sad. Anytime somebody is weak, I'm not happy. Anytime somebody is in problem, I'm not excited. I hate to hear somebody having cancer. I hate to hear love. That is why God will fuel
your hatred. What you hate is the same to what you are cut off from. What you hate is the same to what you are cut off from. And lastly, okay, second to the last, they know how to fulfill their dreams. They know how. For me, I know it's by talking to people. So, anytime I'm just to talk, I'm excited. I know it's by organizing programs that will do this life. That's why Chema was came up. That may be on fire for God. I hate it when leaves are lukewarm. And lastly, they know the demands of their destiny. They know the demands of their calling. What makes the great great? They know the demand of their calling. For me, I know as you fast. I know as you pray. I know as you study my scripture. I know as you live in me. Stand up, sir. What is your calling? Your calling is not spiritual or physical. Your calling is your calling. You don't have a spiritual call and a physical call. Your calling is your calling. You can be called to be an entrepreneur. You can be called to be in government. And it is a spiritual call because spiritual controls the physical.
I'm called to solve problems in the financial industry.
You are called to solve problems in the financial industry. Now, what are your area of
analysis?
Analysis. Okay. Now, what are your joys? Things that make you happy, that excite you. Your area of calling that that excites you.
When solving my problems, I get excited. When I have challenges and I'm able to solve them on my own without being taken someone.
Maybe there is the account is not balanced or something, and you are excited when you solve. Okay. Now, what are the things that give you pain, that cause sorrow for you in that?
When I'm having reconciliation issues and I'm not getting it.
When you are not able to balance account. Okay, now, what are the demands? Okay, what are the demands of this assignment?
It's very challenging. It's taxing. It means you have to pay your tools. You have to be meticulous. You have to pay attention to details. You have to keep reading and then expand your horizon.
Do you have understanding this morning? Thank you, sir. Anybody that will be great must know the demand. For example, you can't be a footballer. Any the money you are taking, Amala. You can't be taking 50 the money to be the best footballer. It doesn't work. The demand is that you will be earning the money. You will be jogging. You will be 2 feet. What are you a champion? Okay. Is somebody blessed this morning at all? Are you blessed this morning? Men of God, I know I have to fast. You don't have to encourage me. If you have to call fasting for me, I'm not supposed to be. I'm not called. Jesus! What was here? At the age of 12. What was at the age of 12? Temple. That is the destiny. Any great person will understand the demands of their call. Rise up on your feet.
Oh,
as we go this morning, say, Father, help me to discover myself. And I can say, Father, help me to discover myself. Say, Father, help me to identify my gifts. Say, Father, help me to understand my joys. Say, Father, help me to know my sorrows. Say, Father, teach me how to fulfill my destiny. And Father, help me to be diligent to meet the demands of my calling. Can you talk to God in tongues in just 2 minutes as you package your offering? Package your offering and your tithe for this first service. We will pray the Holy Ghost. Package your offering and your tithe. We have prayed that God about the nation. We have prayed about the nation. He is the nation.
Glory to God for another explosive encounter. Don't be hearers alone, but doers of the word.
For prayers, counseling, and inquiries, contact us at danielolawande@gmail.com and social media platforms at Daniel Olawande. Stay blessed.